AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. After a massive manhunt, a suspect in the shooting deaths of a TV reporter and cameraman in Roanoke, Virginia, has been caught. The car Vester Flanagan was driving ran off the road and crashed. He is said to be said to have a life-threatening gunshot wound. This all began early this morning when WDBJ-TV reporter Allison Parker was doing an interview with a member of the local Chamber of Commerce and shots rang out. Parker and her cameraman were killed. The Chamber of Commerce official was wounded. Our Jerry Bodlander has more.
Police identified the suspect in the shootings as Vester Lee Flanagan II, who was a station employee using the air name Bryce Williams. And video of the shooting was posted on the Twitter account and Facebook page of a Bryce Williams. It showed an outstretched arm holding the handgun and firing repeatedly at the reporter as she tried to run away.
We're learning Flanagan had sued a former employer in Florida over allegations of race discrimination in the year 2000. ABC News is also reporting receiving a lengthy fax from someone claiming to be Bryce Williams. James Holmes, the gunman who shot up a Colorado movie theater, has now been officially sentenced.
For the conviction of murder, the murder in the first degree of Jonathan Blunk, I sentence the defendant to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
That sentence was pronounced 12 times in a Colorado courtroom. Stocks surrendered some of their early gains in midday trading today after slumping for six straight days amid concern that growth in China is slowing more quickly than previously thought. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 187 points. Hillary Clinton in Iowa rolling out a plan for rural America that includes more money for programs that helps new farmers and increases access to fresh food. A civil rights activist who was nearly killed while helping lead the 1965 Bloody Sunday March has died at the age of 104. Amelia Boynton Robinson. This is AP Radio News. Two Americans are dead following a shooting in Afghanistan.
The military says a person in an Afghan security forces uniform opened fire early this morning on a base in southern Afghanistan.
Two U.S. service members who were operating in support of the Resolute Support mission were killed.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the attacker shot at their vehicle. The NATO command in Kabul says coalition troops returned fire, wounding the shooter and another person in an Afghan uniform in what appears to be the latest insider attack. Afghan officials say authorities believe an argument sparked the shooting. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A worker has died, another injured while working on the roof of the new stadium for the Minnesota Vikings. They fell while working on the stadium this morning. The Mormon Church has agreed to continue its affiliation with the Boy Scouts. The church has been given assurances it can appoint leaders according to its own religious beliefs after the organization opened the door to gay leaders. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.